Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Colton snoring. Why are you snoring?
Are you play? Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to wake you up for the radio show.
The intro forgot one thing. It's not just Eddie, Nikhil, and Ethan. Also Colton.
We'll have to make that change.
Sorry.
I always like how it's like bulletin news music. I'm like, we should like start reading the news.
We should read.
Like
the
Eddie,
news.
You should like start doing.
Give
news
them something useful.
Top, you know, something to do.
Don't hit the microphone.
Yeah, don't do that. We have to actually hit the ejector seat if you do that, Colton.
Well, so Colton's here.
There's no ejector seat.
There might be.
You don't know that.
There's wheels in that chair, so I'll just roll you out of here.
So Colton,
then I'll take the microphone with me.
Colton, did you have a good Christmas?
Yes.
Was Santa good to you?
Yes, he got me more, but one of my most favorite gifts is the Lego indoor bunker.
Oh.
And my parents' most favorite gift mommy and daddy both gave me the Death Star Lego.
Damn!
Yeah. Cha-ching.
The dark side. Cha-ching.
Super expensive.
Cha-ching.
You're searching for the cha-ching.
I don't even have it right now. Oh, there you go.
That's just.
It's tough.
Great timing.
You know what? Sometimes I wish I had a real soundboard so I can just.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I showed you already.
He got a
soundboard. Oh, your guitar.
I got my guitar.
You got a guitar.
I got an SG.
No, he got a soundboard.
No, he didn't get a soundboard.
I wish I got a soundboard. Next time. But yeah, I got a Gibson SG that I've been just kind of drooling over. And I've been playing it like crazy. I just did a 4-hour jam last weekend. And
wow.
It was like, oh my God, I just love this guitar so much. What's
like
up?
Noise?
What?
Is there like a guitar noise? Like
there's no guitar
just
noise.
Just speaking of the
there's
microphone.
I'll say it's a magic instrument.
Okay.
And so I was very happy about that.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then mostly guitar stuff. My brother got me something cool. He got me Fender guitar bookends, which I like. Those are cool. You're like, what?
I don't.
Well, it's like a guitar cut in half. You know what bookends
are? Oh, okay,
are.
Okay.
So you can
it's a huge bookend.
Well, it's not the whole guitar. It's just the top of it. So.
Oh, okay.
But gotcha. It looks really cool.
That's
so
cool. Do you have a lot of books?
I do. I have a ton of books.
Excuse me, I
think
farted.
Think Colton farted.
Colton's doing fart noises.
How was your Christmas, Eddie?
It was fine. It was just, you know, it's when you have a kid, that's what it's about.
So yeah. That must have been fun, right?
So, yeah, it was amazing.
Did you wake up early?
Colton woke up at like 8 a.m., so that's got me up at 8 a.m., but
man,
not too bad.
Colton, 8 a.m., that's super early, buddy.
I have a joke.
What's your joke?
What do you call a berry that is sad?
What?
A blueberry.
Oh, I like it.
I like it.
Is this part of your dad's material?
No, I found it on a Go-Gurt can.
A Go-Gurt can?
Well, not can.
Eddie, is that where you came most?
That's where I get
jokes?
All my jokes, some Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt jokes.
So do you do anything special? Do you open the gifts on Christmas Eve?
No, we get to open one Christmas. One or two gifts on Christmas Eve, and the rest is in the morning time.
Yep.
And then he opened all his presents from Santa. And then when that was done, we brought out the big box from me and mommy, which
was
the Death Star Lego.
Were you just like, oh my God, he's going to love it?
Yeah, and he did. He went
nuts. I saw the picture. You were like, oh my God, the Death Star!
Did you see the video? I was like,
Just in case you didn't see the video, there's the
That's what it sounded like.
So you've been wanting that for a long time, huh, Colton?
I've been saving up for like 5 years.
Man.
Yeah, he's been saving all his money for
like half
five
your
years.
Life.
Yeah. It really is.
That's a long time.
It really is.
So have you played with it every day?
We haven't opened it yet because it's 4,000 pieces.
No.
That's a lot.
Correction.
Oh, correction.
4,016 pieces.
4,016 pieces.
Ooh, moated.
So
you know,
we
it
have to
be incomplete.
We have to wait till like the mess from Christmas is cleaned up before we get into that because that's going to be a whole nother mess.
Wait, where are you going to put all those pieces?
I don't know.
You're going to get like a giant.
I think
barrel?
We're trying to do it on the. I don't know where we're going to build the thing. It's a massive.
Like, how big is it? Like, give me. Is it like bigger than a watermelon?
Yes.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's enormous.
That's going to take you maybe 20 years, Colton.
4,000 pieces could take a while.
4,000 pieces is going to take you 20 years. You think you can beat that?
Yeah.
He's like, I got this.
I got this, man.
Eddie, are you going to help him?
Yeah, I'll probably end up helping him.
Oh,
at least with the stickers.
That's cheating. Are you doing it because you also are
I
excited?
Also kind of like doing it. It's Star Wars.
Star Wars, I know, dude. That's awesome. That's
Colton just saw Last Jedi last night again.
You just
for
saw
the
it?
For the second time.
For the second time?
The first time I saw it was like...
Last week.
Or
2 weeks
or
ago, maybe.
2 weeks
maybe
ago,
2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
And did you like it better the second time?
Yes, I noticed more stuff.
I still need to see it a second time. I haven't seen it the second time.
I've seen it three times.
You've seen it three times?
I've seen it three times.
You like it more or less now?
I just liked it. I just
saw a great movie. I saw The Post. You need to go see The Post.
Oh, the Tom Hanks movie?
Dude, Spielberg.
My microphone has earphones.
That's Spielberg fun. Is going to get nominated.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep are going to get nominated.
Yeah.
It's my vote right
okay,
now for Best
doesn't.
Picture. All right, well, anyways, I think our special guest has arrived, so Colton.
All right, oh. Say goodbye, Colton.
That was Colton.
Goodbye.
That was Colton's way to say bye. Mr. Ethan Carlson, how are you, man?
I'm doing very well.
Hold on, our studio audience wants to say hello.
Boy, there's a lot of people here tonight.
I know.
In
see,
the crowd.
All this love just in one place for you.
Yeah.
Ethan, I can't believe it's been 2.5 years since you came back.
Yeah, it was fun.
We should not wait that long.
No.
But you're the big closer of 2017, man.
Well, I feel so honored.
Let's just pick up. Let's just throw you, you know, to the wolves right now.
Okay.
You have been on the road with Julia Michaels.
Yeah.
Grammy-nominated artist for Best New Artist and Record of the Year. Or Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Song of
it's
the Year.
Different.
For Issues, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that experience has been like. That's amazing. By the
it's
way.
Been great. I think I started working with her back in July. She was just getting her current band lineup together then, and we did the James Corden show.
That's awesome.
A couple other promo things, and then what we have done most recently is we did a tour. We started in New Zealand and went around Australia opening up for Shawn Mendes.
That's
and
awesome.
Then we did the East Coast Jingle Ball tour dates, so it was all the big top 40 acts doing.
You did like the pop circuit, which
oh, yeah.
is really cool.
Yep, Demi Lovato, Chainsmokers, Nick Jonas, Zedd.
Did you get to work with any of those, or rub shoulders with any of them, or hang out?
I mean, I didn't hang out with any of the artists, but a lot of the band members from the various groups know each other, and so good to see familiar
That's awesome.
Faces. And yeah.
And you told me that this is her first serious performance tour because she's been a writer this whole time. Right?
Right. So Julia started writing at, I think, 17 years old or something and been writing for all these other people. And then she got some encouragement that she should be an artist. And she wrote this song, Issues, that felt personal to her that she wanted to release under her own name. And so she didn't start her artist career until this year, 2017.
And did she get signed by a major? Or did
yeah,
she just do
so she's on Republic Records, okay. and she's gotten great support from them. The record took off, and she's had a whirlwind year. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
How old is she now? I don't even know.
I think she just turned 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So did she enjoy touring? Because I assume... She was with a whole bunch of vets like yourself that have kind of done this a lot.
Yeah,
right?
the crew, the band was all great people that have good
seasons,
experience on the
right.
road. Yeah, and I think Julia had a blast doing it. She is I don't know, she is enjoying taking it all in. And I think also still discovering how hard it is to be an artist, to do all the promo stuff. Like, you don't get to show up and just be a rock star. You have to wake up early and do phone calls. Yep. You got to do live interviews before the show. You got to do meet and greets, all sorts of things.
I mean, I don't even do all the meet and greet stuff, but I'll tell you, like, just doing the TV shows in the morning or the radio shows in the morning or, like, the band, they show up for the, you know, the performance. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, they have this really cool kind of like trajectory where it's like, okay, get ready for the performance and that's it. But there's so many other details that have to come before that. And that's one of the reasons I am not doing a record for us still a little bit more time, because I don't miss doing that part.
And even if you look at the top pop stars and you think, wow, it must be so great. They live a life of luxury. They're still working really hard. It's a big deal to be on a major label and deal with all sorts of promotion.
Yeah, and it's a grind. That's the work part of it. But she's young enough to still enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like, I always look at the rockers that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. I'm like, how are you still doing these, early morning radio shows or our shows at night, so it's easy. But, man, that's just not easy for, anybody.
During the middle of the tour, during these Jingle Ball dates, there was one day that the band was traveling ahead to Chicago, and then Julia went to New York because she has a song out with Clean Bandit called I Miss You that she wrote the lyrics for and sang on. So she had to fly super early after her show, she had to fly into New York and then did the Today Show in the morning and then Seth Meyers and then had to fly back to meet up with us and then do another show.
So brutal.
Yeah. So nonstop.
And are you kind of with her at every engagement, or are you with the band most of the time? Like, how does that work?
I've done some of both. So I did a promo trip with her to France, and we were doing some TV shows and live performances there. With the Clean Bandit thing, she went with her musical director and tour manager, and I stayed with the band at that point. On the road with her, I'm doing monitors most of the time, and then also in charge of the playback. And then we had a 4-piece band that all great people.
And that's all stuff that you've been able to handle, like, no problem. Like, or do you think every venue has its druthers just because it's always different?
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about the Jingle Ball dates is that the production was consistent from show to show, and they were very helpful, easy to work with. There's always going to be gremlins in the system that you never know what's going to come up last minute, so you got to be on your toes. And
that's why I'm envious of Eddie as a stand-up comic, because
just show up with a microphone. All you need is a microphone.
All you need is a microphone, and even if one of the speakers is blown out, people will still be able to hear you.
Yeah, you can do it without a microphone sometimes.
Didn't you do a show with just a megaphone at one time?
I was offered the use of a megaphone. I declined. I was like, I'll just talk loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's always variables that are out of your hands. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to kind of have some consistency. What was the biggest obstacle just from show to show that you kind of dealt with?
Ooh, biggest obstacle. It's a good question. I feel like the obstacles were constantly changing. That was kind of the biggest obstacle, is that you always have to chase down. Like, what is the one thing that you think is going to work perfectly, and then you're going to find a gremlin? And
how many people in the crew total?
For this, it's really small. So just kind of me on the production side. There's a tour manager. Julia's manager is on the road, and then a 4-piece band and Julia.
So you're the only production.
Yeah. So on the
on the
Shawn Mendes tour, we were using the front of house engineer from Shawn and their lighting director, and then they had some additional stage crew that helped us out. And then for the Jingle Ball dates, they have a really good tech crew and front of house engineer that worked with us there.
And you've also been producing a lot of people as well. You've been a busy man. You make me feel lazy.
I got my hands in a lot of pots, but so working at various studios in town. Still working at Stag Street in Van Nuys, which is where
Ethan and I work together on a record, Music of the New Day. And can you believe it's been 5 years? That's trippy to me, because I'm like, it feels like I just did that like maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
But 5 years ago, we worked together, and he recorded all my vocals at this amazing studio. It's still where I do all my vocals when I do a record. But, that studio is still everything awesome. They still have that Telefunken 251.
Oh yeah, they got the 250 and the 251. So I was there working last week. I got back into town on Monday of last week, and then went right back to work. And aside from that, I've been working at the UCLA recording studio a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have an amazing facility there. And the students and faculty get kind of free rein to book projects there, and been helping engineer there, and then working out of my house, converted the garage.
You've been building a studio for quite some time, right?
Well, I moved into the house about 2.5 years ago and did some work to convert the garage into a control room, and then one of the bedrooms is a tracking space, and then I have a secret bookshelf. That it's a doorway, so you walk into the bedroom, it looks like just a bookshelf in the corner, and you open it up and you go into the control.
Dude, that's like Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
You're like, that's got to
Are there real books in the bookshelf?
Yeah, there's real books.
Nice.
You gotta get like the lever, like the one book.
Candelabra that bends down.
I mean, if I could automate it, that would
I would take it one notch.
You know, you just grab a shelf and you swing it open.
Or just like you disappear sometimes if you just have an artist that's too hard to deal with.
Yeah.
You had some funny posts. We won't get into it, but man, we'll have to tell you this story of this experience that Ethan had that was pretty funny off the air. But we won't throw any drummers under the bus today. Right. But okay, so you've been producing people. How do you shift going on the road, doing live sounds, that's your mindset. Mm-hmm. In that world, you know what to expect, you know what to kind of go through. You come home, you shift gears into recording sound engineer,
mm-hmm.
and you're also producing. Like, how do you shift gears? What's the easiest way for you to kind of make things make sense?
Well, I think fortunately, and it serves me in all the positions that I do, that I have a pretty wide base of kind of background in music and audio production. So my brain is kind of always thinking about the different elements, and it's just fun that from different times I get the opportunity to involve myself in different ways creatively. So I love doing the production, and a lot of times if I'm producing at home, I'm also playing guitar or bass or programming drums.
Part,
yeah, so I have a great time doing that. And then, you know, if I'm out on the road, I get to really appreciate other people that are great at, you know, playing drums or bass or whatever. And it's just a good variety. And
I it's so funny when it comes to touring. I don't know if you feel like that. I think, Eddie, you and I have talked about this. Like, I'm going to be 39 tomorrow, and, like, touring to me is not that exciting. It's, like, the farthest thing from exciting.
It's brutal.
Because exactly that. It's, like, you're, like, the gig, then it's, like, get into a hotel, mm-hmm. check in, and then it's, like, get up in the morning, and it's, like, travel to another gig, mm-hmm. or another radio station, or another blah, 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 blah. And it's, like, to do that. How long was this tour that you did with Julia Michaels?
It was a month.
Yeah, that is... That, but that's like 9 months in people months. You know what I mean?
Especially if you ask my wife.
Yeah. You recently just got married,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got married July 1st of this year.
That's got to be tough that you just got married and you're like, all right, honey, I'm going to be gone for 4 weeks.
It takes some compromise to figure out how much time to be away. And I mean, leading up to our wedding, I was touring with David Archuleta, who was on American Idol.
That.
Yeah, so like the month before, I was kind of gone, and she was afraid that I wouldn't be able to be involved. But I think we made it all work. Had a great wedding.
That's the compromise of the misses, right? No yelling yet. No. That comes later, right, Eddie?
No, it comes before. Comes before, during, and after.
Right.
That's just crazy. But it's awesome. How often do you think, what's your ratio of being home versus being away?
I'm always trying to weigh the scale and figure that out. I think, fortunately, I got a couple months at home coming up, although I'm going to Japan in January.
That'll be awesome. Is that with Julia as well?
No, that's with R5.
Hmm. That's the Disney group?
Yeah, they're a pop rock group. Yeah, so we got 3 shows in Japan, and
that's awesome.
Tokyo and Osaka.
Do you feel that way about touring, Eddie? When you just did some dates in Arizona. But you usually do like a weekend or two, right?
It's usually, usually when a comic does it, you're doing like a Thursday to a Sunday or mm-hmm. Wednesday to a Sunday, and it's just you. I mean, if anything, it's lonely. more than
right.
Like if you're touring with a band of music, there's usually a production, there's usually people around you, but like with a comic, it's like you're alone 23 hours of the day, and then you have your show.
I feel like when you're when you're alone though, there's less stress.
Yeah, but after the fourth day of it, you just start going stir crazy. Right. You just like you don't know what to do with yourself because you're like in some town, you don't know anybody, and you know it's lonely.
You know the funniest thing with me, it's like I've been touring for 15 years, you know, pretty steadily, and in like my last like I'd say 4 or 5 years, man, it's like having like a like my weekends is such a new experience, like. Even like running errands on a weekend to me, I'm like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love just doing stuff where it's like I know I can be at home because being on the road, it's like it's I love performing, but it's all the other stuff that just drives me crazy now that it never bothered me in my 20s. Never once. For you being a part of the crew, do the worries, do the just the gear load-ins, all that stuff, does it get easier or do you feel like it's just something that you know how to get it done in an easy way and you don't have to think about it?
I mean, you're always looking for as much consistency as possible. So the more control you have over that, the better. I'm usually the one that wants to get there earlier than we have to get there just to make sure that we have enough time to set everything up and test everything. And but yeah, I don't know. It's nice to have as much time as possible to get everything ironed out. I don't know if it ever gets easier, but I'm always learning from my mistakes. I make plenty of them.
We all do. That's what makes it great.
Yeah.
That's what makes it actually exciting.
Yeah.
Speaking of exciting, let's get to some music. What do you want to play first?
I guess the first tune that I brought is a project that I produced. It was a couple of years ago, I think, that it came out. The artist's name is Ocean Pleasant, and she had been living in New York at the time and was coming out here, and she'd been referred through a mutual friend to come work with me. So she would kind of come into the studio with a sketch of a song, and then we'd hone it in a bit, and then I would add some instruments to it, and then we've been working on some new stuff that I'm excited about that will be coming out soon-ish. That is in a slightly different direction, which I think is nice for her. But yeah, the song I brought in is called How Long I've Loved, and cool. It's by Ocean Pleasant.
All right, let's hear it.
I've loved you since the day when nothing else made sense to me. That's how long I've loved. I've loved you since the first time I saw your green eyes and square jaw. That's how long I've loved. But I trust without question, which makes this pain a repeat lesson. I love with my whole heart. Is that a fault or is it smart? I'll try not to rush judgment or make assumptions. This fire tongue has got me on my toes for nothing. Cause my home has a heartbeat, my home is my best friend. Home is all I need and I'll need him till the end. My home has a heartbeat, my home is my best friend. Home is all I need and I'll need him till the end. All you gotta do to keep my heart is tell the truth when it's hard. Control my fire tongue. With some of my best and worst days you have seen. You've had my back through everything. Some of your best and worst days I have seen. But darling, I wouldn't change a thing. Cause my home has a heartbeat, my home is my best friend. Best friend. Home is all I need, and I'll need him till the end. Oh, look how far we've come. See how long we've loved. I question every little piece of me when I don't fit the mold. But that's not my story, and damn, it's getting old. I'm perfect in this moment and all that I am. And I remind myself as often as I can. Cause we both have work to do, and not just me and not just you. This love ain't no accident. It takes work and it takes practice. Oh, it takes work and it takes practice. Made sense to me. That's how long I've loved. I've loved you since the first time I saw your green eyes and square jaw. That's how long I've loved. I've loved you since we first started chasing our dreams. Look at us now, we have everything we need. I've got you and you got me. We have everything we need. Look how long we've loved. That's how long I've loved.
Yeah, very nice. I love that riff, man. That was crazy.
Does she say that love like that in real life, too? Or is that just how she sings it?
She has a really cool singing voice.
Yeah, really cool. Loved.
She doesn't, yeah, I would say she speaks normally, but has a nice inflection.
It's got a, reminds me a lot of, what was her name? She was like popular like 20 years ago.
Who, Fiona Apple?
No, I can't think of her name.
80s or what?
Like 99, 98, 99.
Ooh, Edie Brickell?
No.
Like Natalie Imbruglia?
No, forget it. We're just going to name
people. Oh, I know who you're thinking of,
We're just
going to
name people and ruin the whole
thing. I know who you're thinking of. Not Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
Oh. Whoa, I got
Macy Gray.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like Macy Gray.
That's what I was thinking. But I was, you know what? She's, I assume she's white.
Yes. Girl. Yeah.
So, for some reason, I didn't think that you would think the same.
Well, I didn't know what she looks like. I just, the voice sounds like
yeah,
Macy
Gray.
No,
I totally get that. So, that's why I was kind of...
Or very Macy Gray sound.
I picked all white girls first.
Well, I don't know what... Who sang? What was the name?
Ocean Pleasant.
Ocean... I didn't know what she
was. Was that
like
her birth name?
I think Ocean is her middle name.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, usually would say Pleasant Ocean.
Right.
Ocean Pleasant.
Yeah, I think she was 18 when we did that too.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, she's still
young. Touring and stuff, or is she just making records?
I think that... she does, like, her mom is, a photojournalist, and so she's gotten a lot involved in media and has been doing magazine work, and so I don't quite know everything going on with her music career, but...
Isn't that tough sometimes? Like, I go through that, too. Like, I'll produce an artist, everything will be great, and then right after they finish the record, they'll maybe promote it for, like, 3-6 months, and then they'll probably... do something else or shift gears, and it's like, oh, but we spent so much time on this, it's so good.
Yeah,
but you know, it's like you can't control that. It's the hardest part. I think as a producer, it's like you do your job and then you hope they do theirs, just in pushing it. And it's not always easy to push it.
No,
because you don't know, not every artist knows how to, or the right kind of venues, or
has the resources.
That's a big one too, as well. Awesome, dude. The production's amazing. Did you play all the instruments? What did you play on?
Okay, so she played guitar, and then I brought in a friend, Dan Kalischer, who played the pedal steel.
So good.
Yeah,
I can't believe you didn't call Marty, man.
Oh, well, if I had the budget for Marty.
Right.
And then I played bass and programmed all the drums and percussion and played some piano on there.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
Sounded great. And her voice has just gotten so much character.
Yeah.
That's what I like. It's just like... I was like hypnotized, man. It's very good, very good. Cool. Well, awesome. When you're producing an artist, Are you kind of shaping like what direction and style they're going as far as the song, or do they kind of tell you? I mean, I know it changes from artist to artist, but do you kind of have an idea when you hear a song, we should go in this direction, and they're kind of like going down the rabbit hole with you, or are they kind of like visionaries and like, I want this sound and you fulfill it?
It does change a lot from artist to artist, and I think one of the tricks of being a good producer is trying to figure out how involved you should be in the project. And, you know, sometimes you're going to agree with the artist's vision and you're going to be like, great, we'll go with that. Other times you're going to be like, I think, you know, you might want to look at
agree
it
in
a different way.
Yeah,
you might want to look at this differently. So I find that role interesting, that you got to, you know, sometimes be more involved. Sometimes you got to take a step back. And
well, the hardest thing, too, is I'm sure you're probably way more diplomatic at it than I am. But it's like if I fall in love with a guitar part or a bass line or something, and they're like, I don't really feel it. And you're like, you know, it's a slam dunk. That is the hardest thing for me to be like, all right, let's just try something else. Like,
Right. Like,
how do you maneuver around that? Because that's something I definitely need to learn.
I do feel like I'm pretty diplomatic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if there's something I'm super attached to, I will try to nicely redirect them and maybe give them a chance to try a different thing and then come back and push my agenda.
Well, it's tough because an artist just got a review, and the song that she was the most unsure about, the least favorite song, they touted it as the best and the biggest single. And I was like, I told you.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny because she was like so against it, but she gets all the credit for having the vision of the song. But it's like, wait a minute. If you really want to know the story, that's not how it went down. So it's actually refreshing to hear that you deal with that too, but you're healthier about it. So
absolutely.
You have to teach me the way, Ethan.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes I have the role as the producer. Sometimes I'm the mixing engineer. And man, when you're getting feedback on mixes, a lot of times it's like I'll send off a mix to somebody and then say, hey, what do you think? What are your comments? And they're like, well, I don't know. What do you think about this part? And I'm like, well, I sent it to you that way, so I like it.
Right.
If you have another idea, let's talk about it. And so, yeah, it's always, again.
Do you think it's harder to deal with A&Rs and labels and managers or just the artist?
I mean, I've dealt more with independent artists, so I haven't had to deal with as much of the politics of the more businessy minded people, but the artists can be plenty difficult to deal with.
I think they're a handful. I think, but I also think sometimes when the complete ignorance comes into play, when an A&R who doesn't know keys, tempos, any of that, just blurts out something, you're just like, that doesn't even make sense, and I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't make you look foolish, but you sound ridiculous, you know?
Right, or if your explanation to their comments has something to do with the music or the composition, that it's hard to get that across to somebody else. But I mean,
that's the tug of war that we live in, Eddie.
No, but it's so much. I mean, at the end of the day, it is about the way it's making somebody feel, and so you got to speak to that language, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's play something else. What do we got? What do we play next?
Okay, so next one I brought. So I've been doing a little bit more writing recently, which is I've been writing for a while, but it's not always like in the forefront of what I'm doing. So in the past year, I've been trying to do a little bit more writing for sync things. And so I have a tune here called Just Imagine. And I think I had a lot of fun with more of the electronic programming elements.
I know you've always loved that.
Yeah, so I like the blend of organic sounding things with programmed synths and beats and whatnot. So this is a track that I did, I think, back in May.
And it's called Just Imagine?
Just Imagine.
All right.
Just imagine. Just imagine. This time caught me by surprise. Waiting for a lifeline, chance of a lifetime. Running on a tower, counting all the stars like
Came first, the beats, the synths,
yeah,
the song.
So, I mean, for that was in the middle of kind of a writing camp that I was doing, and so every day we would get an assignment and would be teamed up with different writers, and on that one I kind of read the brief and had an idea for the track, so started with kind of the main hook section, and then yeah, I kind of had the idea for the chopping up of the Just Imagine. And then actually I started working with one writer, and then she had to leave, and then another writer came in and collaborated.
That must have been crazy just to shift gears.
Yeah.
From writer to writer.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is the direction we were going now. What do you think?
Right, yeah. So.
And how many layers and all the synths and all that?
Oh, man, that was a pretty big session.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
But it was a great
it
experience.
It mixed really well, by
oh,
the
thank
way.
You.
Like, I love the little drums in the background. You can hear, like, these little kind of, like, high, almost like a ride, you know? Like,
right.
You hear these little kind of percussion instruments.
I don't know if it's like an anvil kind of, like,
yeah.
Metallic percussion. Yeah, but been getting a lot more into that kind of programming and...
Sounds great. It's just super textured. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I know Eddie's like, where are the guitars? Where's the rock and roll? But I like that about pop when it does do like a lot. It sounds like a symphony without a single instrument other than the computer. I think that's the new age of composing. You know what I mean? So did you start with the groove? Did you come up with the drum beat and everything, or did you kind of like do it in sections? Like you started the song and then you came up with the synth and then started
the beat? I mean, I think it was a little bit more groove based. I've been doing a lot more building from loops. So I mean, I played in more of the chord structure, but then a lot of the sounds are you know, loops that I found that have other progressions, and then I'll take little bits of them and pitch shift them and change the rhythm of them. So it's
the rhythm.
The rhythm. But yeah, it's a different way to kind of compose that I'm really enjoying.
Yeah, I like to shift gears like doing it like that because it's just it throws you off your. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I know. You
right.
know what I mean? It's like it's just a different way to write altogether.
Yeah.
Last time we played pop music, listening in a room, you called All About That Bass. And then it blew up. It blew up. What's the song for you right now that is about to blow up?
Oh, man. I would need to like pull up my Spotify account.
Eddie, have you heard anything that's made you go, this is one of the best
my radio songs? My radio station's been on Christmas music for the past month and a half.
So. I know. Me too.
Why?
What?
That's terrible.
You have a kid in the car. You're driving around. You put on Coast 103.5 and right. listen to Christmas music.
What's his favorite Christmas song?
What was this?
Do I have permission to shoot an empty bottle?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's see if I scare him. Oh, I made it.
I think he was really digging that Last Christmas song.
Oh, that's good. George Michael, man.
Yeah.
George Michael. All right, Ethan.
Man, I'm just looking at the Spotify
charts. Right, I'm going to give you a little drum roll. Hold on.
It's all Christmas songs on the top 50, pretty much.
The next song that Ethan Carlson thinks is going to blow up is...
Oh, man. I've fallen short.
Well, think about it. Well, let's play something else. What are you going to... You have another song, right?
Okay, so I have one other song that has been... was another writing assignment for a sync placement, and so on this we were trying to find songs that are reminiscent of the warm feeling of being home.
Okay.
So this song is called Stay Home.
I can sing high
and I can sing low,
and we can get by just living at home. We got it all right, right where we belong. Let's stay home.
Well, I can cook this,
and I can make that,
'cause we can find love wherever we're at. We got it all right, right where we belong. Let's stay home. You can start the coffee, I'll be right there when you want me by your side. Alright, I'll set up the day music to play, and we'll drink wine and stay inside. 'Cause I can still play,
and I can still write,
and we can still sing together all night. We'll let our phones die, staying inside.
We'll just stay home. Can you fix this?
Yeah, I can fix that. We'll always have a place to hang our hat. We got it all right, right where we belong. Let's stay home. You can start the coffee, I'll be right there when you want me by your side. All right, I'll set up the day music to play, and we'll drink wine and stay inside. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can sing high and I can sing low, and we can get by and let it all go. We've got it all right, right where we belong. Let's stay home. It all right, right where we belong. Let's stay home.
Yeah. Woo! That's like my philosophy right now.
Yeah.
Don't go on the road, even though I'm going on the road in a couple weeks. But
where are you headed?
Going to play the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you've done that
going
a lot.
Back. I've done it a lot. We skipped it last year, but we're going to be there January 20th and 21st.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to just a week of snowboarding movies and a couple shows, mm-hmm. but then coming home and not being on the road. It's funny. It's like I'm even like preparing myself mentally. Like it's only a week, but it's just, man, I love being at home.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel, you've got to feel like that. You're a newlywed. You've got to love being home.
I do like being home. I again, with the consistency, I like, having my own schedule, being able to work in the garage of my house.
It's the best.
I like my dog.
Yeah, me too.
And my wife. I'm sorry. I should have said, I like my wife.
Your dog is, I think, what, 8 now?
No, my dog's only 4.
4?
Yeah. We got her 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you had a big dog. Oh, that was your roommate's.
Well, so yeah, we have a roommate who has a larger,
that's right,
like shepherd mix. And he is older. And then our dog, Bonnie. I know you have a Bonnie.
Yeah,
in your life
I do have
too.
A Bonnie.
Yeah. But yeah, Bonnie's great.
All Bonnies are great. You hear that?
No.
Tell me the name.
Eddie's got a dog that's 14, I think.
16.
16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buster.
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 Crazy. Awesome. All right, so what are you working on now? What's the future for 2018 looking like for you?
Well, coming up, I'm actually going to be starting a job in town that I have very little information on. I've had to sign an NDA for.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, but it's going to keep me in town for a bit, which is nice. And then after that, not quite sure what the year is going to hold for me, but going to continue with production work.
You're like, I'm hoping for more nights in the garage.
Yeah, there's that. I know Julia has a lot of touring coming up. She's got some tour dates in Europe with Niall from One Direction.
Oh, that'll be cool.
And then
his record, I've heard a couple tracks from it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And so bitchin'.
Yeah.
I like that old soul thing too. Mm-hmm. It's just great.
And then she's doing some Maroon 5 dates.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then... Yeah.
Any in the U.S.?
Yeah, the Maroon 5 tour is in the U.S.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so it's in a couple segments at the beginning of summer and then I think early fall.
That's amazing. Let's talk about this song real quick before we go. What was the inspiration? Obviously, you wanted it to be about being at home to sync, but you were one of the main writers for this song.
Yeah, so I joined them after they had kind of gotten the basic... part of the song written and then was more involved in the production of it. But yeah, they came over. We did a couple songs that day and just trying to have warm, organic elements with the percussion and the
acoustic guitar. I can totally see that
in
like a Target commercial. You know?
Yeah. I also, like 2 weeks ago, I had a Walgreens commercial that I did music for.
That's awesome.
It's a little less exciting to hear without the accompanying video, so I didn't bring that in. But that was a fun project. I had a friend who directed it in Chicago and was invited to write the music for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the Walgreens commercial? Is it on the air right now?
So I don't know if it's on the air or just for web, but it's on the Walgreens YouTube page at the moment. If anybody saw it,
yeah. Well, so tell our viewers, or not our viewers, our listeners, where what's the name of it, or what's going on in the.
Let me see if I can find out. So it's a holiday commercial, and it's supposed to be advertising their photo prints that Walgreens does. But it's really cool the way it will show a moving segment and then freeze frame it and then put it into a frame and
that's cool.
Yeah, beautifully shot.
So you're like sculpting the visuals.
Yeah. So I got to kind of work collaboratively as they were shooting it. I mean, they gave me kind of the storyboard at the beginning. I came up with a couple different music samples and I said, hey, which is the right direction? And then as they finalized the edit, I got to, you know, change the music to go along with the commercial a little bit more.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And that you want to do it on a larger scale, like movies now? Or you're like, I want to be John Williams.
I don't ever expect to be on John Williams' level. but
I don't think any of us do.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really get excited about the kind of the more assignment stuff. I know some people write from the heart, and they want to, like, it's an outlet for them to say something in particular. And for me, it just works better if I'm given an assignment saying, hey, here's what we want to try to accomplish. And
if it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that, Eddie? Have you ever you've never written jokes for anybody else? You like to keep them for yourself.
Yeah, I don't like writing for the people.
I'm gonna start giving you assignments.
Yeah, I don't like writing for other people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just
writing for myself.
Any New Year's resolutions, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't really believe in those. But
I mean,
I'm with you.
Yeah, like, I never keep them.
Yeah, I don't believe in them. You know,
just live.
You change your life every day when you wake up. You do what you want. You know, you don't have to make a promise on a date of a calendar to do something. Because you won't stick to it.
Right. I think resolutions are fine, but the emphasis on the New Year's resolution, yeah. Like, nothing is actually changing on the first.
I mean, it's an arbitrary calendar anyway.
Yeah.
It's just made up, like time.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you should have your own hour, Eddie.
It's very philosophical. It's very deep.
Well, Ethan, you've been a wonderful guest, as always. We'll definitely have you back sooner than 2.5 years. I couldn't believe when you told me that. It's been that long. Mm-hmm. Did you find a song that you want to call for 2018 as the song that's going to blow up?
No.
He's like, maybe not. All right. Well, you know what? I wish Julia Michaels the best for the Grammys. Have fun on the touring the spectrum. And we hope to see more of you and more of your work. And I love that you're writing because I know that's what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Colton wants to say bye.
Oh, so, Colton.
Say bye.
Hi.
No, bye. You say bye now.
Hello.
Not hello. Not hello.
Hello.
You're not a minion. Say goodbye. Wish everybody a happy new year. Okay. All right. Well, that was cold. And say goodbye.
No,
we got to go. We're time's up.
Goodbye and a happy new year. I wish I'm one of the special guests one day.
Maybe you will be the special guest one day. You're very special right now.
Well, Eddie, you're the special guest in all of our lives.
All right. Happy new year.
Happy new year, guys. We'll see you guys next year.
Happy new year.
Thanks.